You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's March 7th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Perfect for your morning commute or with that first cup of coffee. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be wonderful if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. Also, look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads if you'd like to chat with me about today's show or what games you've been playing. I'm happy you've tuned in today because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Balatro. But first, I am sending out this week's positive vibes to those who are observing Ramadan this weekend. Ramadan is the holiest month for the over 1.5 billion Muslims in the world and is a time of great spiritual contemplation as well as fasting from dawn to dusk each day. It's believed that by abstaining from things like food and water, they can devote themselves to prayer and to the study of the Quran, and it culminates next month with a multi-day celebration and feast. So to all of my Muslim friends and to those all around the world, Ramadan Mubarak. The past several weeks have been filled with stories of games like Palworld and Helldivers 2 breaking records and dominating the gaming space. These games were putting up astronomical numbers and everybody was talking about them. And if they weren't talking about those games, they were probably gushing about how excited they were for the next huge AAA release on the horizon, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. But despite those big hits sucking almost all of the gaming oxygen out of the room, I kept hearing these whispers of something else over and over again online and with friends. Have you tried Balatro? I hadn't. In fact, I'd never even heard of it. But those whispers were getting louder and louder, so I decided to look it up and found that it was available on pretty much every platform, and it was only $15. So I figured, what the heck, let's see what all the hubbub was about, and I downloaded it on the Switch. Well, that could have been a huge mistake. Not because it isn't good, but because this game is so addictive that they'll probably end up having counselors giving speeches in my kids' school gymnasium about the dangers of Balatro addiction. So what is Balatro? Well, it's a lot like poker. It's kind of like solitaire and maybe a bit like a roguelite. I'm going to do my best to explain it in a way that makes sense, but there's a lot to it, so I hope I don't confuse you any more than you might already be. At its most basic, you're playing poker hands to score points. And if you score enough points, you move on to the next level. And you just keep going to see how far you can get. I think you can complete a run and win the game, but I'm not good enough to have gotten that far yet. So each level or ante is broken up into three rounds. The small blind, the big blind, which will be familiar to those who've played poker before. And in those, you have to reach a certain score, like say 800 points, and then a bigger score like 1200 to proceed. And then there's the boss blind, which has an even higher score. Plus, they throw in some other tricky roadblock to try and stop you. And I'll talk more about the bosses in a second, but let me explain first how the scoring works. So in each round, you're dealt 8 cards for your hand, and you have a set number of turns to try to reach that goal. For instance, in the beginning, you have 5 turns for playing a hand and 3 turns where you can discard unwanted cards for new ones. When you play a hand, there is a base score for whichever poker hand you play, plus you add up point values for each card. For instance, a 3 of a kind has a base value of 30 chips plus a multiplier of 3. So if you play 3 nines, you get that base of 30 chips, 27 chips for your 3 nines, 3 times 9, and then multiply that by 3, so 171 chips. And if you reach the point or chip total for that round, you win money. Got it? You with me so far? That's all pretty simple. That's pretty straightforward. It's the next bit where things get kind of wild. After each round, you go into the shop where you can spend the money that you've won on all sorts of stuff. One of the main things you'll be buying is Joker cards. And there are 150 Jokers in the game, and you can equip up to 5 of them at a time. And each one adds some sort of buff or perk, like any heart card that you play adds 3 to the multiplier. Or one that says you can play a straight or a flush with only 4 cards. That one's really useful. Or it gives you 1 extra hand to play each round. These are what are really going to bump up your point totals. And while I don't have time to talk about each type, there are other cards that you can get in the shop too. For instance, there are celestial cards that will bump up the base value of certain poker hands that you play. You know, you're basically leveling up poker hands. And it's here with these cards from the shop that you really get to be strategic, and you're going to need to if you want to go far in the game. And going back to those bosses real quick, you need to be thoughtful with those as well. When you start a new level, you can look ahead and you can see what the upcoming boss ante's ability is going to be, allowing you to prepare for it. For instance, one boss might debuff all spade cards, meaning that they won't be playable that round. So you could equip a Joker that gives you a perk each time you discard a spade, or maybe one that gives you bonuses for using the other face cards. There are so many options to how you equip these Jokers and enhance your cards and so on, that each game that I played felt totally different. It's different every single time, and it's wildly addictive when you get far and you just barely miss out on advancing. You know, you just want to go again and again, one more game, knowing that, you know, half of the success of the game is just, you know, it's also the luck of the draw, getting the right Jokers when you need them, getting the right card in the shop. And that roguelike element means that you do start fresh after each game. Nothing really carries over except some cards that you unlock along the way, which means that they just might show up in the shop. And while I usually don't like that in other roguelike games, having to start from scratch, you know, there's something about this being a card game that means it just didn't bother me as much. That's just how card games work, right? You know? Balatro is absolutely, I think, the most fun I've had with any game this entire year. It is super, super fun. There are layers of strategy to learn, and like I said, it is more addicting than Double Stuff Oreos. I've yet to win a game, but I've reached that final round three separate times, and I am determined to finally win one. If you like poker, or really, you know, just any kind of card games in general, you don't have to be a poker fan to get this. I think you'll get hooked too. My one knock against it, it's a game that my wife hates to watch. She is bored to death. So if you have a partner, unless they're a big poker buff, maybe buy it on the Switch or get it on the Steam Deck to spare them. I want to use these final moments of the show to let you all know just how much I think insurance companies can eat my butt. My employer recently switched their insurance provider, which, you know, that happens. I get it. But so far, it has been a giant, giant pain, which I didn't need because I already have giant pains, you know, in my shoulder and my legs and my lower back. The first thing that we discovered is that they would no longer cover our child's therapist, which is awesome. That's fairly important. And we're honestly kind of having difficulty finding another one that's in network anywhere near us. So until we can do that, we're paying for it out of pocket. Cool. Then this week, they denied me the new treatment that my doctor prescribed for my autoimmune condition. And I honestly don't know how they can do that. Like, my specialist is in their network, and he says I need the medication. Your job as an insurance company is to cover that, and you say, how about no? Are you for real? How does an insurance company think that they know better than my rheumatologist what treatment I need for my disease? If he says I need it, and Cyndi Lauper says it works on TV, then I should get the damn medicine. Cyndi Lauper wouldn't lie about this kind of thing. You know, time after time, these insurance companies show their true colors as if I want these injections just because I want to have fun. Did you see what I did there? last week's question for polling at Threads was, which classic Game Boy Advance game would you like to see get a full remake? The choices were The Legend of Zelda Minish Cap, Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, or Metroid Fusion. And Zelda took the top spot with 40%, just edging out Metroid Fusion with 35%. And Pokemon and Superstar Saga tied for third place with 13% apiece. I think that math adds up. For this week's question, let's do a little something in honor of the upcoming presidential election. Wait, don't turn the show off. I'm not going to ask you that question. Instead, let's do something more fun. If you went to cast your vote this November and you saw these four video game characters on the ballot, who would get your vote for president? Or, you know, if you live in Canada or you're a prime minister or whatever. Would you vote for Commander Shepard from Mass Effect? Princess Peach of the Mushroom Kingdom? Andrew Ryan of BioShock fame, and yes, I'll probably judge you a little bit if you pick him, or Tom Nook. Who gets your vote? Go visit Midlife SideQuest on Threads after the show to cast your vote, and I'll share the results on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you making time in your day for me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. Until next week, be well and happy gaming.